Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Judah Light Podcast. Yes, yes, King Judah 23 here on a special Friday morning edition. Yes, sir, we're going to have a little sneak preview of Season 3. We'll be starting, kicking off next week on the 3rd of March. Yes, sir. Today's topic, that's not his name. We're going to have to start talking about his real name, okay? And this is Christianity. And other religions have called him the wrong name for 400 years. But I'm going to tell you something. The Most High had allowed it. But we had to start coming back to him. Yes, sir. Welcome here, King Judah 23. I'm on IG, K-I-N-G-J-U-D-A-H-23. Also on YouTube at K-I-N-G-J-U-D-A-H-2023. That's K-I-N-G-J-U-D-A-H-2023 on YouTube. Also, Judah Life is on Facebook and on Twitch at J-U-D-A-H-L-Y-F-E. Starting next Saturday, on the 4th, we will have a special reading show. We're going to be going over the Israel's $5 trillion secret. Again, I am on that. I'm still on that. And I'm going to continue to be on that. So please join me on my Twitch for that special reading show. It'll be a reading show and more in-depth into why have we been told lies? Why have people have been lying to the Most High's chosen people, which is the Negro man, woman, and child. Today's topic, that's not his real name. And we're going to go over Exodus 3 and 14. And we're going to explain why for centuries his name, they be calling him Jesus Christ. That is not his real name. Okay. But I'm going on a little bit of an event here. It's not going to be that big of an event. But I'm gonna go over a little event. I am sick and tired of black folks dancing. I really am. We have an issue going on in this country where ignorance is getting paid. That's right. Ignorance is getting paid. Ignorance is getting all the algorithms and getting all the clout. And guess what? We know we're on Satan's platform, so we get that. We know that Satan is doing that for a reason. But I'm telling you right now, I'm so tired of black folks dancing and then turn around and want justice. Then turn around, they want equality. All of a sudden, they want to turn around and say, why are you doing this to us? We haven't done anything to you. And I'm telling you right now, the Most High is letting this happen because while the U.S. government is shooting down UFOs, while Russian and Chinese immigrants are coming into this country through the Arizona border, and we already know that a lot of them are going to be militia guys. Okay, so see, this stuff here, we are not being it's not being talked about. There's extracurricular activities going on out there in Mexico. We see giants walking on mountains. We see Loch Ness monsters. We're starting to see sea creatures that we had never seen before. All this stuff is coming out in 2023. I told you 2023 is going to be the year of the exposure. And yet we still have Negro men, women, and children out here dancing, cooning, and buck dancing for entertainment. And I'm just going to be all out honest, and this is on Yah's time. This is not on my time. This is not on anybody else's time. And so please get off your feelings. But I'm going to be 100 with this, man. I'm going to be 100% honest with this. 90% of our people need a fucking croak. And that's the God honest truth. I'm going to say that again. 90% of our people need a fucking croak. Because we are not, we're not being active. We really don't care about one another. We really don't care about being free. The only thing we care about is hearing the white is complaining to the white man on how they're mistreating us, and that's what we live off of. We live off that. We live off of that. We live off of that. That to me, that's bonkers to me, how we continue to complain about white people doing this, and the Chinese man doing that, and the Iranian man doing this, and why are we still getting pulled over while black, and why are we still doing this while black, and you guys are still going out here. Every TikTok challenge, every Instagram challenge, we take it on. But we're not willing to take on what's really going on, the most serious stuff here. This is why I tell you 90% of our people got to fucking go, man. 90% of our people got to fucking go. And I know it's going to hurt people's hearts. I know it's going to hurt people's feelings when I say these things. And I don't give a shit. I really don't. I don't care, man. Because it's time for us to stop bullshitting each other. It's time for us to stop playing around and stop playing games with one another, man. It's really getting to a point, man, where we just not fucking focused, man. We're not focused on nothing. I said this to a couple people, but I'm gonna say this on the Jewel of Life podcast because we don't kiss nobody behind. The only thing that black folks are invested in is looking good, clout chasing, drama, smoking, drinking, and bullshit. If we're not invested, those are the five things that black folks are invested in. Come on, that's 90% of black folks. Come on, we're gonna talk today. 90% of black people are invested in fucking, drinking, getting high, drama, and bullshit challenges. Bullshit ass challenges, man. She did that, she did that. This is almost every other video black folks are doing this, man. And then you know what's so sad? You know what's so sad? A lot of these niggas are old as fuck. They're older than me, man. That's a sad part about this, man. Some of these people are older than me. I'm about to be 40 in the next 11 days. Thank you to the Most High for that. Thank you to the Most High for keeping me on this earth for 40 years, man. Because trust me, I should have been dead a long time ago. If it was up to Satan and it was up to me, I would have been gone a long time ago. But guess what? Yahweh and his son Yahweh be keeping me under the protection, and now I'm about to be 40 in 11 days. I thank you so much. But we have to be honest here. A lot of these old motherfuckers, they 45, 50 years old, still doing dance challenges. Got women out here 50 years old, guess my age. Oh, are you tired of that? Don't you get tired of that bullshit? Don't you get tired of talking about nothing but bullshit, man? We got the U.S. government openly admitting that they shooting down UFOs. We got Chinese and Russian immigrants coming to this country now. And I know we're getting ready for war. Do you know that over 70% of the railroad system is owned by the Chinese? See, we don't talk about this type of stuff here, man. I know we're getting ready for war. China and Russia coming together. They doing deals. Meanwhile, their immigrants are coming over here. We already know they try to infiltrate on the United States. But guess what? If you're a man of one of y'all, you shouldn't even give two shits. I don't even give two shits what's happening to this country. But I'm just trying to wrap my brain on how in the hell are we still fucking dancing at this time, man? What are we celebrating here? Black folks still dead left in economics. Still dead left in infrastructure. Come on, dead left in education. There are people right now saying by 2050, the net worth of all black folks to put together will be zero. And we dancing, we celebrating, we going to the club. Oh girl, we're going to the club tonight. We're going to see some shorties out there, man. What are we celebrating, man? Are we growing businesses? Are we trying to start a business? Are we trying to do something by ourselves? Are we trying to teach each other knowledge? Are we teaching each other? We're not teaching each other knowledge. It's getting to a point where I'm telling you this is real shit. And I hate to say that because it pains me, because I love Judah. I love Judah. I love my people. I really do. This is why I'm so hard on my people. Talking about, well, what about the white man? Does not matter about what the white man's doing. I already told you, man, the white man's going to serve 1,000 years of slavery. Don't worry about what they do or not doing. We don't give a shit about that. We are trying to get back to him. And the Most High said, it's going to be hard as fuck this time. Do you know that we have lived on this earth before? Did you know that? I don't know if you understand that or not, but I'm telling you right now, we have been here before. We've been here before. You see all those old pictures of celebrities, and then they have a side by side of an old photo. They have a celebrity right next to it. That's because they've been here before. That really was Jay-Z. That really was Queen Latifah. That really was Nicki Minaj. They really was here before. But they didn't get it right with y'all, and y'all brought them back, and guess what? They back doing the same bullshit. But see, the Most High said this time, the seventh time is the end of it to a new completion. This is the seventh time we are going to be done after this. There is no more chances. Either you get it right or you don't get it right. This is why I try to tell people, you better clean your slate right now. You better clean it. I said it at my wife's funeral. You better get right with the Most High right now. Listen to me. Listen. And people really didn't get it because they're still on that same bullshit. But I'm going to tell you some real shit. In 2 weeks, my wife was gone. We was in Houston, Texas. On vacation. And 2 weeks later, my wife was gone. We thought that we were going to have another baby coming. I'm telling you some real shit, man, because this is what is serious, man. This thing is serious, bro. I thought we were going to have another child because one of her pregnancy tests came and talking about she was pregnant. I said, man, I can't believe we're about to have another one. End up being a false positive, and 2 weeks later, she's dead? You better understand, y'all have to have hands on you, man. My wife died from COVID. Let me tell you how y'all has been on my side, my son's side. That whole time she had COVID in this house, guess what? Me and my son did not even catch it. Come on! Y'all have to have his hands on you. But you sitting up there dancing and doing TikTok challenges and doing bullshit, that y'all gonna have to have his hands off of you. Be like, man, I can't do nothing with these people. This is why our topic today is gonna be, that's not my name. I hear Christians all the time. I hear black people all the time. Well, it doesn't matter what his name is as long as he knows what's in our hearts. Bullshit! If your name is John and somebody keep calling you Jake, you're going to say, nah, that's not my damn name. My name is John. You don't think the Most High thinks that way? You don't think the Most High is saying, nah, my name is not Jesus Christ. It's Yah to him, and my son's name is Yahweh be Yahweh. Do you think he's saying the same thing? He don't name damn Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is a Latin term for Jesus. Come on, we're going to talk real shit today, man. And yes, I am fired up today because guess what? The Most High put this in my heart to speak on this today. We're going to go to Exodus 3 and 14. It's about time for our people to stop bullshitting and come back to him. It's about time to stop playing games and stop thinking everything's fucking funny. Everything's funny to black folks. Every other video is a damn joke. It's a damn prank. Every other video is somebody shaking their hand. Every other video is people out here not talking about nothing. Talking about dating. Well, in order for you to get her, you got, man, please. In order to get him, you got to do this, please. Yahweh will send somebody your way, but you got to be the one to come to him first. Seek me first, right? That's what he said in his word. Seek me first. You said I've been worried about I'm going to get some coochie or not. Come on. Ain't nobody worried about that. I'm worried about getting to him. It's ridiculous. Let's go to a small music break. And when I come back, we're going to talk about That's Not His Name on the Jewel of Light podcast.
Hands of love, with woman by your side.
Welcome back to the Jewel Life Podcast here, King Judah 23 here. So, we're going to break down, that's not my name, okay? Let me say this here before we get started. And I told people this before, and I'm gonna continue to say this. People that's still in the foolishness, people that's still doing bullshit, people that's still talking about drama and who's screwing who and who snitched on who, and that's all they talk about, you better be prepared to leave them. Because right now we are in a transition period. See, Yah's about to make things turn. Man, his chosen people are going to rule this place, man. See, I don't know if you know this or not, man. But that's going to be a shift, man. That's a shift that's happening right now. America's falling, and people don't see that. America don't have the goods that they used to have. America don't have the power that they used to have. There's about to be a shift, man. And only his chosen is going to rule this joint, man. But guess what? We're not here to rule just to gloat that we're ruling. See, no. No, we're not in the world. We are going to rule through Yah, man. Yah's going to put his people in certain places, man. How can you know if Yah has his hands on you and you've never been outside Chicago? You've never been outside Philadelphia. You've never been outside Charlotte. You've never been outside Orlando. You've never been outside of Atlanta. You've never been outside Houston. You've never been outside Los Angeles. You've never been outside of Phoenix or San Antonio or Denver, Colorado. How can you know that Yah has a chosen for you? That's why you got to go travel sometimes. Not to go out here and travel, just to flex for the damn grand. Look what I'm doing. No, you better go out here and travel and find yourself with Yah, man. This is a spiritual journey, man. This is not out here just to flex for the damn grand. I'm telling you. Y'all better get it right. You better get it right with the Most High, man. You better get your slate clean. You better get one with Yah, man. Yah said, I'm going to make it hard as hell for you to come to me, man. I'm going to make it hard. I'm going to make it hard as hell. You better understand where we at right now, man, 2023. This is no more time for playing, man. Things about to get real serious out here. But people don't take things seriously until they can't eat no more. And I noticed that. When they can't eat, now all of a sudden they take things seriously. Now everything's a panic. No. You better take things seriously now. I'm not saying for you to have 5 years worth of food down in the basement, down in your basement, wherever the hell you have your stuff at, but you need to prepare something. You need to have some type of dehydrated food somewhere. You need to have some cases of water somewhere. You need to be prepped somewhere. Y'all niggas out here going, y'all spending $2,000 on a Beyonce ticket. You guys spending $2,000 on the damn trip. Like I said, ain't nothing wrong with traveling because we have to get one with Yah. We know there's other places besides here. Where we at? But every 3 months, every 4 months, you spend $2,000-$3,000 on a damn trip. And you think you living. And then when things get ugly out here, now you ain't got no money. Oh man, my babies can't eat. And now I'll say you will throw your damn kids under the bus. Bullshit. You better start prepping now. You better start getting prepared now. And if people are not on that same shit, what I just said, you better be prepared to leave their ass. I'm telling you. Now, you think this is a joke or not? You better be prepared to leave 90-95% of your circle. People that you know you now, people that you interact with now, 90-95% of those people are going to have to be out your life for Yah to see you through this. Because I'm telling you, this is about faith, man. This is about to be about faith. You better understand that he had to have his hands on you. I'm going through a transition period in my life. But guess what? My bills are paid. My son can eat. We got food to eat. Water to drink. Roof on top of our heads. We got gas in our car. You better understand, man. This... Y'all have to have his hands on. That's all I got to say about that. Y'all have to have his hands on you. This is no more of a damn joke. This is real life, man. Everybody sitting up here doing these TikToks and bullshitting. Now, if they are 15 and under, we understand that. But if they 21, 22, 23, 30, 40, 50 years old and still doing that, leave that ass now because they're going to get you killed. You don't understand that the Russians and Chinese immigrants are coming to this country and a lot of them are infiltrating. They're infiltrating to try to kill you. I'm telling you, I see it right now. Could be a lot of terror attacks. And if y'all don't have his hands on you, you will be a victim to it. All these major cities in America, they're about, man, I'm telling you, it's about to go digital out here. The U.S. government is trying to destroy itself. So you don't see, you see, you be like, huh, wait a minute. You mean Biden and them, they trying to infiltrate America? Yes! They trying to do listen, America is the last of the great empires. It's been standing for over 400 years. Think about this. If you're trying to get a new world order going, if you're trying to go to a digital currency, a one world currency, you have to destroy the very foundation that this country was built on. I'm sorry, not this country, but this corporation, because America's a corporation, not a country. But we'll move on. You have to destroy the very foundation of this nation. And they're going to try to do as much as they can. They're going to try to do much damage as they can. I'm telling you. So while you sit up here TikToking and BSing and bullshitting, man, people are coming in here to infiltrate and to destroy this place. And if y'all don't have his hands on you, you're going to fall victim to it. Now, before we get started with Exodus 3 and 14, let's go to the Ten Commandments. This is the first commandment right here, okay? And we're going to try to break things down. You shall have no other gods before me. Now, why did the Most High say you shall have no other gods before me? There's wooden gods. There's stone gods, a.k.a. the cross. But we'll move on. You have animal gods, all this other stuff. And he said in his own word, you shall have no other gods before me. So why we call him God? Think about it. Think. Use your thinking caps. Use your head besides sucking dick and eating pussy. Use your head. Why when he said, you shall have no other gods before me? I'm Alpha and Omega. I'm Yahya to him. I'm Yahweh. Right? So why would he call himself God when he clearly said in his own word, you should have no other God before me? That don't make sense, do it? Muhammad, Allah, those are gods. Exodus 3 and 14, appearing before Moses as a burning bush. Yah. But see, let me tell you something. These white scholars, because the Most High allowed it, always try to put God in front of, but this is really supposed to be Yah. Appearing before Moses at the burning bush, Yah reveals his name, referring to himself in Hebrew tongue as Yahweh. Come on. Yahweh, which translates to I am who I am. Now think about that. I am who I am. I'm Yahweh. I'm Alpha and Omega, first and last. The church decided that his name needed to be replaced with the words God and Lord. Come on. Come on, let's talk. And so Yahweh was stricken from all passages in the word. Come on. So we have, now all of a sudden now, we have Jesus Christ. We have God. We have Lord. We have all this other stuff here. But Yahweh said, I am who I am. I am first and last. I am I'm Alpha and Omega. I am him. I'm that guy. I am who I am. There's nothing else you can say besides what I just said. I am who I am. He appeared to Moses as a burning bush. Come on. This place was so wicked that he had to send his son, Yahweh being Yahweh, to die. You think Zion Gomorrah was the only place that was evil? No. Jerusalem was starting to get evil. They were starting to practice in witchcraft. They were starting to practice in other gods. And so he had to send his son, Yahweh being Yahweh, to come down here to die. Because guess what? If it was up to Yahweh, he would have killed all of us. Did you understand that? With the help of Moses, when he freed Israel from Egypt the sixth time, he said, I want to get rid of everybody in Israel because we were still complaining, even though he said it's free. He says free from slavery in Egypt the sixth time, and we still complaining. Man, I'm going to tell you this, bro. I appreciate what he did, and I know we got vegetation, we got water to drink and stuff, but I want some meat. Still fucking complaining. Still complaining. It's ridiculous. And we're still doing it today. It don't matter what his name is as long as we know what we talk about. Man, please. You're disrespectful to the Most High. So you saying, I'm not even going to take 10 seconds. I pulled this. Listen. You can go on Google right now. And in 10 seconds, it'll tell you what his real name is. Did you know that? In 10 seconds. 10. But we are so fucking lazy. We're so damn spiritually lazy. That we don't even want to take 10 seconds, but we'll pull up 10 seconds to see about a Beyonce ticket. We'll find out how much Denzel Washington is worth. And these motherfuckers sold their souls. They saw children get molested and get sacrificed. But you worried about them. You value their word over Yahweh's. Come on, man. And this is the reason why most of us are going to be gone. Because we are so disobedient to him. I couldn't believe some of the things I used to say to Yahweh. But Yahweh knew that I was going to be here speaking his word. So he said, oh man, let that nigga go ahead and talk, man. He's talking bullshit. Fuck that nigga. I know that's what Yahweh said to me. We're so damn disobedient to Yahweh. Oh man, it don't matter what his name is, as long as we know. Man, pfft, okay. But if somebody call you by your name, you ready to go kill him, right? You don't think Yahweh feels the same way? You don't think Yahweh feels like, man, damn, they keep calling me Jesus Christ, and I got the internet, I'm putting the internet out there for him. I got all these videos coming out on TikTok, on YouTube, and Facebook, and Instagram. I got all these resources for these niggas to pull up my real name, and they still don't want them to pull my real name, because we're spiritually lazy. But guess what? Yahweh already knew this was going to happen. This is why Deuteronomy 28, the curses of Israel, is still happening to the black people. And we sit up wondering why we still get stopped while driving black. We wonder why we get killed. We unarmed black men and women, children are still getting gunned down by the police. We wonder why. Because this is the curses of Israel, because we're so disobedient to the Most High. We are disobedient. Exodus 3 and 14, Yah said to Moses, I am who I am. This is what you are to say to the Israelites. See to the Israelites. Now we got to pull up. Now we're going to pull up Israelites, okay? Hold on. Hold for one moment. Hold on. We're gonna do some studying today. Copy and paste. This is simple. Copy and paste. Israelites, translate the children of Israel. We're a group of Semitic speaking tribes. Now listen to this. Listen to this now. Now this is supposed to be the fake ass Jewish people to talk about that we're Israelis. That's why they say they're Israeli, not Israelites. You gotta listen to the words. You gotta play they were fucking you. They were fucking you. But Israelites are tribes. They are tribes. Of Negro men, women, and children. Ain't no Puerto Ricans, ain't no Dominicans, ain't no Mexicans in these tribes. These are the Negro men, women, and children. These are Yah's people. According to the Bible, the Israelites are the descendants of Jacob, who was later renamed Israel. Following the severe drought of Canaan, Jacob and his 12 sons fled to Egypt, where they eventually formed the 12 tribes of Israel. The Israelites were later led out of slavery in Egypt. Come on, who was in slavery? The Negro man, woman, and child. But y'all can't pull this up, but you wanna pull up bullshit? Come on, we ain't gonna keep doing this. Yah said to Moses, say to the Israelites, the Lord, the Yah of your fathers, the Yah of Abraham, the Yah of Isaac, and the Yah of Jacob, has sent me to you. This is my name forever, the name you should call me from generation to generation. Go and assemble the elders of Israel, this is 16, and say to them, the Lord, the Yah of your father, the Yah of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, appeared to me and said, I have watched over you and have seen what you have done, what has been done to you in Egypt. And I have promised to bring you up out of misery in Egypt into the land of Canaanites, Hittites, Amorites, and Perizzites, and Hittites. And if I'm getting these words wrong, I personally do apologize. And Jebusites, a land of flowing milk and honey. 18, the elders of Israel will listen to you, and then you and the elders will are to go to the king of Egypt and say to him, the Lord, the Yah of the Hebrews. Of the Hebrews. Come on. Has met with us. Let us take a three-day journey into the wilderness and to offer sacrifices to the Lord our Yah. But I know that the king of Egypt will not let you go unless a mighty hand compels him. So I will stretch out my hand and strike the Egyptians with all the wonders that I will perform among them. After that, he will let you go. Come on, man. Come on. The Most High said, go to the king of Egypt and tell him who I am. And I know he's not going to let you go, but then I'm going to show and I'm going to perform acts that's going to make them let you go. Come on, man. I'm going to make them leave you alone. I'm going to make them let you go. I'm going to make them do it. And I will make the Egyptians favorably deposed towards this people, so that when you leave, you will not go empty-handed. Every woman is to ask her neighbor and any woman living in her house for articles of silver and gold and for clothing, which you will put on your sons and daughters, and so you will plunder the Egyptians. He said, not only I'm going to make them let you go, I'm going to make sure that you are going to be straight when you leave out of here. Come on, man. We got to talk today, man. That's not his real name. Ain't no Jesus Christ, man. This is Yah to him, and his son Yahweh be Yahweh. This is what they talking. They talking this, man. I'm just a man, okay? I'm just a man. But I am willing to go in here and I'm willing to research, what is this? What is that? Why did he say this? Why did he say that? And you will find out that we was led out of Egypt the sixth time. And we still was complaining. Come on, man. We were complaining. Well, I know we got gold and silver, and I know we got food to eat and water to drink, and I know we ain't got one for nothing, but where's the meat? Still fucking complaining. This is why the Most High said to Moses, I want to get rid of Israel, period. Moses had to get on his hands and knees and say, Yahweh, please do not kill all of Egypt. He knew that Moses was going to do this. He knew it. And he said, you know what? And guess what? Yahweh could have been like this. Man, you know what, bro? I'm Yahweh, bro. I am who I am. my mind is made up. Israel, bye. See you later. And I wouldn't be here today. You wouldn't be here today. But Yahweh is so humble. He, even though he knew Moses was going to beg, he knew it. Why you think he said in his word that he knew us before we came out the womb? Come on. He knew Moses before Moses even knew about Moses. He knew it. He absolutely knew that Moses was going to beg and plead for Israel. But Yahweh is still so merciful. He's still so humble to us that he spared us. But he said, but this time, there's going to be a separation. There'll be a separation between the 2/3 and the 1/3. This is why I'm trying to tell everybody right now. I don't give a damn what your pride is all about. Man, I ain't piling up to that nigga, man. Fuck that nigga. You better, I'm telling you, you better clean your slate today. You better clean it today, man. You better clean it. Sitting with all this pride. Oh, man, I ain't saying nothing to them. Man, I ain't gonna, man, fuck that nigga. He a bitch. He a pussy. Fuck that hoe, man. She can suck mean 5 dicks and lick 500 nuts. I ain't saying nothing to that bitch. I mean, I don't know about nothing. I'm me, dog. Yeah, all that pride is going to get you sent to the planet of misery. All that pride is going to get you sent to the brimstone. You better get out that pride, man. You better get out that pride. If Yahweh is willing to say, I'm going to spare Israel, even though they disobeyed me, even though they disrespected me and mocked me and said, where the meat at, bro? Where the meat at? He could have killed everybody. But he spared his people. He spared his chosen people. You better get your slate clean. You better understand what his real name is. You better stop saying it don't matter what his name is. You better stop saying that. And anybody that tells you that, you need to walk away from him. Well, you know what? We ain't going to argue today. Bye. See you later. Because I'm not going to be a part of that disrespect. I'm not going to be a part of that disobedience. The Most High said in his name, my children will know my name. Why would he say that if his real name is Jesus Christ? My children should know my name. Come on, let's talk. But we want to say Jesus Christ and go shake our ass on TikTok. We want to say Jesus Christ and go fuck a sissy. We want to say Jesus Christ and do all kind of bullshit. and be in a club Saturday night and then be half-ass drunk and half-ass high going, then you go to church, which is just as evil, which is as evil as a damn club, and you give out 50 damn dollars to an offering plate, and you think Yahweh is satisfied with that? Are you kidding me? Why would Yahweh need your tax dollars and cents, and he got rivers of milk and gold? I'm milk and honey, man. He got streets paved with gold. He's got mansions that is bigger than any mansion you can imagine. He's got food. He's got animals that you never seen, dog. Why do you need to learn your tax dollars and cents? That's a hustle from the pastor. Why the pastor's not coming to you and say, let's go to Esther 3 and 14 and let's find out his real name. Nah, because as long as he say Jesus Christ, he gets $20 from you and $20 from you and $20 from you and $50 from you and $100 from you, and he can go drive his damn Benz, and he can drive, and he can drive, and he can go in a private jet, and he can fly all over the world and fornicate all whoever you want to fornicate with. It's all good, because I get something and you get something. You give me $20 and I pray for you and you done. And you can go back being a sissy. You can go back being a hoe. You can go back being a fuck nigga. You can go back not taking care of your kids. And I can go travel around the world. I can do whatever I want, when I want to do. This is what the Most High said. When I come here, I come for the idolaters. That's your celebrities and your pastors. Pastors, you better, I'm telling you right now, you better repent right now. You better tell Yahweh, I'm sorry for misleading my people. Why do you think Martin Luther King said, I'm afraid I led my people to a burning building? Man, he already knew Yahweh gonna come see him about that. He knew it. I'm afraid I led my people to a burning building. It's disgusting that we have been lied to by these pastors. We've been lied to by the education system. Oh, Jesus, 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 Jesus. Jesus is not his real name. I get it. If you are ignorant to this and you just started, I get why you can say Jesus Christ. Okay. I'm not going to curse you. I'm not going to cut you for it. I'm not going to hang you on a tree for it. But if you've been in this word for years and years and years, why are you not invested in knowing his real name? And Esther 3 and 14, and we're going to say it again. Appearing before Moses as a burning bush, Yah revealed his name, referring to himself in Hebrew tongue as Yahweh. Yahweh translates to I am who I am. He said his commandments. Don't have no other gods before me. Why would he call himself a god? That don't make sense. But we still going out here calling him Jesus a god? Now listen to this. Listen to this. And we about to go. The church decided, but you still take your ass to church every single Sunday and you give $20 and you give $100 and you give $50 and you give $300. You give damn near half your rent money. And you tell the pastor to pray for me and keep me in your prayers. But the church was the one that said his name needed to be replaced with the words God and Lord. It says right there in the we have been disobedient for so long. Now we need to come back to him. Yahweh said, I'm gonna make it hard as fuck for you. He said it in his own words. I'm gonna make it hard as fuck for you to come back to me. Because guess what? I'm gonna put so many walls up. You're not gonna know my name for a long time. You're not gonna know who I really am. You're not really gonna know the real story. You're not gonna know none of this stuff. I'm gonna have pastors I'm gonna have pastors confuse you. I'm gonna have pastors that come to you with a lot of confusion. Why you think when he comes here, he's come for the idolaters first? I'm coming for the people that disobey my name. Come on, that's pastors. We got to stop disobeying and disrespecting Yahweh. We got to stop doing it, man. We got to stop doing it. Get your slate cleaned. You wrong somebody? Man, call that person up, man. I apologize, dog. I'm gonna give you like a little small breakdown of a story. And I will eventually I'll tell you the full story. My cousin turned his back on me. Right? He turned his back on me. When my wife passed away, he called me. He said, "I'm sorry for what happened." Even though he turned his back on me, guess what I did? Because Yahweh is watching. Yahweh is watching us, man. I told him, I said, "Whatever I did to you, I apologize." He didn't apologize back. And I'm going to tell you, I didn't expect him to. But you know what? Like I said at my wife's funeral, you better get right with him today. Well, you know, everybody say that, you know, at every funeral. Okay, you better get right. I don't give a damn what anybody else be saying. I'm telling you, you better get right. You better have your slate clean. You better have things in order. You better have things in order. You better understand that Yahweh is watching us, man. You better understand that Yahweh is judging us, man. Because when he comes right in front of you and he said, what have you done? You're going to have to tell the whole truth. It's going to come flying right on out. In your mind, you don't want to tell him, but it's going to come out your mouth because the Most High said, "I'm going to make you reveal everything to me." What did he say in his word? "I will make the rocks cry out before I have Satan take more souls." Your mouth is going to come flying out of all the truth. What have you done? Did you make things right? Hell, even with me. Let's talk about me. Okay, I'm so tired of him talking about me, man. Let's talk about me. I still got some things I got to straighten out in my life. And I'm speaking his word right now. And I still got some work to do. I still got some demons I gotta kill. But every single day, I'm working hard towards it. Every single day, my mind is getting clearer and clearer and clearer and clearer. Why have you not done that? Because you don't want to do it. But when the Most High comes see you about it, you're going to tell the truth. When the Most High comes see you about what have you done and what works have you done to him, you're going to have to tell the truth. I told you I'm not your pastor. I ain't gonna kiss your ass. I ain't gonna give you no cookie and a kiss. And tell you that everything's gonna be okay. Each and every single day, I get more stronger and stronger, man. As a human being, do I want more than what I got? Hell yeah, I want more than what I got. That's because we live in this flesh. We see that nice car. Oh, that's a nice car. I like to drive that car. Oh, that's a nice looking woman. Yeah. I'm in this flesh. Of course, Most High said, "You're going to fall short of me every single day." He said that in word. He already know that you flesh. He already know that you see things in the physical sometimes. But if you don't do daily work to come towards him, he gonna spit you right on out. And all you people playing both sides, talking about, yeah, praise Yah, and then go out here and try to get in the industry, he going to spit you out because he called you lukewarm. You better talk, man. We're going to talk today, man. We only got a few minutes left on this podcast, but we're gonna use every single minute of it. Every single minute of it. The Most High said, I will spit you up because you lukewarm. You see how Satan's trying to stop. Now all of a sudden all these damn planes come flying all of a sudden because the Most High is speaking today. The Most High is speaking in this house right now. You don't need no 3,000 seat place to talk about the Most High. You can talk about that him in your own house. You can talk on the damn telephone and talk about Yahweh. But we want to get put on our best, put on our Sunday best, our Sunday's best. Go flaunt, wash our car, and stunt in front of everybody. Yeah, look what I'm doing, dog. Look how, yeah, see them shoes, see them games, dog. You see that, man? Yeah, we're going to come in here. We're going to put a little $200-$300 in the offering plate. Yeah, that ain't nothing to me, man, because Jesus is blessing me. Yahweh said, when I come see you, you got to tell me everything. You got to tell the whole truth. I ain't blessing you. You snitching on people on the job to get a promotion. You cheating on your spouse at your job to get a promotion. You sleeping with that sissy to get a promotion. You sleeping with that dyke to get a promotion. The Most High gonna make you reveal everything you have done. So I'm telling you right now, you better get your slate clean. You better get it clean. Season 3 starts next week, next Saturday. March 4th, we'll be on Twitch at Judah Life. J-U-D-A-H-L-Y-F-E. We will be covering the $5 trillion secret. Israel's $5 trillion secret. Also, catch me on Facebook. I will have more. I'm going to start having more content on Facebook as well. At J-U-D-A-H-L-Y-F-E on Facebook. Also, catch me on Instagram, KingJudah23, KingJudah23, and on YouTube at KingJudah2023, at KingJudah2023. Peace and favor, because Most High gives favor, Satan blesses. Peace and one love. Talk to you soon.